You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Monday, March 11th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program, as we have three members of the Crookston FFA here joining us on today's Valley Talk program. So we'll have you guys introduce yourselves.
My name is Emily Bowman. I am the Sentinel, and I just help out wherever I'm needed and make sure everything is running as smoothly as possible.
Hi, my name is Allison Wagner, and I'm the chapter reporter. So I take pictures, write articles, post on our social medias just to update the public.
Good morning. I'm Lori Capistran. I am with the Crookston Alumni and Supporters Chapter. So I'm here today to help support the students in all that they do.
So firstly, what exactly is the Crookston FFA?
It's students getting exposed to agriculture through our school. It's an extracurricular that where we have contests and it just exposing us to agriculture.
Especially in such a ag-based town and community, it's really good. A lot of exposure gets a lot of students involved around the community.
It also helps with leadership skills. There's a lot that we get from that.
So what have you guys learned in being in FFA?
I've just learned how to be a helpful leader, and I've learned a lot about like how important it is that our community is like has agriculture in it, because it's so important in our community.
And how you don't have to be the best at something to be a good leader. You can be a leader and still kind of struggle with it. It's how you deal with certain situations, and that's what's going to get you to succeed.
And Lori, that's got to be great to hear that, they're talking about that leadership quality.
Yes, I'm super proud of these students. It's so impressive to see all of the things that they're learning. I got to chaperone the group last year at State Convention. It's simply amazing when you get to see all of the things that they accomplish.
Well, this week it is going to be Pi Day on Thursday, and you guys are going to be holding a fun event.
Yeah, so on Thursday the 14th, Pi Day, we are going to be holding a fundraiser from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Eagles, and it's hosted by our FFA Alumni and Supporters Chapter and sponsored by the Crookston Eagles and the Polk County Soybean Corn Growers.
Starting at 5 p.m., we're going to be serving burger baskets and pie, and it's free. Everyone is welcome to join us, but free will donations are greatly appreciated, and we're going to have a silent auction, which opened up on Sunday, but it will close on Thursday
at 6:30.
All right, so and that's going to be at the Crookston Eagles?
Yep.
And so there's going to be a lot going on Thursday as well.
Mm-hmm. We're going to start off, food will end at 6 p.m., but then we're going to start off with opening ceremonies and a demonstration from one of our individual
members is going to do a creed speaking, which is a leadership development event. And then after those demonstrations, each team is going to have their own hands-on activity for all people that are interested. So egg mechanics, which is like fixing tractors and like kind of just like stuff around the farm. It would be the test your welding skills with spray cheese and crackers.
Milk quality and products, where that's the contest that me and Emily both participate in. Where we identify some cheeses and like test dairy and non-dairy products. And that activity that we're having is, can you identify the cheese? So there's gonna be a bunch of cheeses laid out. So then it'll be kind of competition kind of thing.
And then the next group would be floriculture, which they do identifying flowers, house plants, shrubs, and different things with the soil. So what environment do plants best grow in? And what they're doing is create a flower out of pipe cleaners.
forestry, which they kind of identify a bunch of different trees for their contest. So then that's what the public is going to be doing for their activity, is they're going to have to decide which tree is which.
And then food science is kind of food science. You cook and you create a
product.
Yeah, you create a product, and then just different nutritional facts and stuff like that. And there's going to be cookie decorating.
And then nursery landscape is our last.
Possibly our last one.
Yeah.
We still have members that are able to qualify for state throughout this month. So we might have more.
But they're going to be just giving a brief overview of what their contest looks like. So they identify a combination of flowers and trees and shrubs and, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of just backs off of forestry a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And so all the money raised from this event, where is that going towards?
That is going towards our state convention, which is down in the cities at the U of M. And, yeah, so we have a lot of students going, so that's a lot of hotel rooms and a lot. Getting down there, too, is not that cheap, so.
Yeah, it'll cover the cost for the state convention, like entrance fee, the charter bus, hotels, like Emily said. And then it's from April 21st to 23rd is when convention is held, so all this money is going to really help, and we still need to fundraise for this, so this is going to really help cover the cost of that.
So then how do these teams qualify for state?
So they go to a region event. So we are in region one. There's
eight regions.
There's eight regions throughout the state of Minnesota. And then usually it's the top two to three individuals that qualify, and then the top two teams. You can have four people on a team. And then, yeah.
So then what does, like, your competition specifically look like?
So we're in a big group, and then they split us in two. Half of us go to the cheese identification, and then the rest of us do, like, the dairy versus non-dairy. And others are taking the test. There's a written test, which is just kind of some fun questions, like, when's National Ice Cream Day? And... yeah, so usually once you're done with the test, you flip with the other group, and you, one part is identifying cheese, one part is identifying mastitis in milk, and then there is milk identifying, which they put different items in the milk, so like rancid, malty, salty.
So we just like identify the defects.
And how defect it is on a scale of 1 to 10. And then we do dairy versus non-dairy products.
All right. So that's a really interesting test with a lot of different components part of those competition.
Yeah.
Okay. There's another contest that mostly officer team takes part in, but parliamentary procedure, where it's just like the proper way to run a meeting based on Robert's Rules of Order book. So there's like a lot of different rules that go along with it. So that's their contest, is they give like a mock meeting and like discuss about it and
debate on it.
Yeah,
it's usually a sign. You guys might have saw it, we did it for the school board, and Chris was kind enough to cover that.
Is it fun getting covered like that for this kind of event, or, you know, all the kids, do they seem to enjoy that?
Yeah, and it's really good for our community outreach, because some people don't know what FFA necessarily is, or think it's just, especially at our school, there's a stigma around it that it's just farming and that's it. But there's so many different components about it, like the leadership and just growing and meeting so many new people. It's really just a great time.
And you're learning a lot of like life qualities too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And especially planning an event like this, you get to kind of see the behind the scenes of how these events work, and it kind of gives you a different appreciation for like all the events that get put on, you know, throughout the year.
Yeah. And especially the officer team, usually we try and plan out all of our events ourselves. Obviously, Ms. Pavlich, our advisor, oversees it to make sure we're not doing anything too crazy, but yeah.
What are some of the like biggest challenges you guys have had with like planning an event like this?
I'd say just like getting going. Ideas can come out and talk about it, but it's always like the first big step is always the hardest to take, but
yeah, we're definitely some procrastinators, but once we get the project going, we really roll with it.
That's really good, and it's kind of like that snowball effect. You got to get it rolling first, and then eventually it can't stop, right? And all these ideas are flowing, and you guys really hit your rhythm.
Yeah, and it's really nice because Ms. Pavlich does give us kind of the freedom of, if you guys want to do this, go for it, and you guys pick what you want to do. Like, we chose to have our demonstrations and do the different events, activities.
Mm-hmm. So it's really, you know, this is going to be almost entirely student run. Is that kind of
how
the night goes? That's really impressive. You guys have put together all of this. And what was the easiest part about setting up this night?
It was really nice to have the alumni chapter. They did a lot of the overseeing and helping us make this event happen, so that was like very helpful for them to be there to help us figure everything out.
Also, the venue and the food, we work pretty closely with the Eagles because one of our members has a like family connection, so they were very generous to donate the food, and they've also helped our chapter out with, we volunteer there all the time. And the Eagles is just really great to work with.
So again, Pi Day, that's going to be on Thursday, March 14th at the Crooks and Eagles from 5 to 7 p.m. And there's going to be some silent auctions as well.
Yeah, so there is a metal arts program at the school, and members have created, and just students in general have created many different projects. Like, they did pumpkins and Christmas trees, and there's just like, there's some scrap wood Minnesotas and steel Minnesotas, steel pirate heads, and other items that local businesses have kindly donated. And we started it on Sunday when we did a breakfast at the Masonic Lodge. And yeah, it'll stay open until 6:30. And then at the end of the night, we are going to announce them. So.
And there are some student-made projects that are going to be on display, or?
They were donated by the class, obviously, but then they'll be on display there, and there's, like, different...
The student projects are on display in the window underneath the Eagles right now, and then we'll bring them upstairs on Thursday afternoon, so they'll be on display the whole night, so you can bid on all the items.
All right, and what are some of those student-made projects that are out there right now?
There's, like, metal pumpkins that they, like, bent and...
Welded.
And, yep, like, Christmas trees, pirate heads, snowflakes.
And then the horticulture class, which is taught by Ms. Pavlich, but they've been growing plants all year, and there's a couple plants that are available from them that they grew. And then one of our members and officers, Ben Capistran, also put together a porch swing, which is also there to be auctioned on. And then there's some metal flowers too from the metal arts class. Yeah.
So there's a wide variety of things that people can bid on during this auction.
Definitely. Right, yeah.
And the really cool thing is that it's student made, so that makes it even better, right?
Mm-hmm. A majority of the products are, student made.
What goes into making those, and how do people like come up with those designs and think like, okay, I'm going to make this?
Some of them are just seasonal. Like I mentioned, the pumpkins, the snowflakes. So that's like Christmas or Halloween, winter time, or, it was very popular that people would put a pirate and then like their sport and take it home, put it up in their room. And there's a lot of projects that they've done around the school too. Like they put pirate heads up and they helped, they put up signs like the high school part and the middle school part. And so just kind of, they have the freedom to kind of just do whatever they want within reason.
Mm-hmm. All right. And this will be on Thursday, March 14th, 5 to 7 at the Eagles. Is there going to be any tickets or can people just show up, and who can show up?
Anybody. Anybody can show up. There's no tickets. It's, the meal is free, but we will be accepting free will donations. That would be very appreciated.
And again, that's to go to the state competitions.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so who is all qualified for state?
As of right now, we have, I believe, seven teams maybe.
And around 29 members, but we still have more people that can qualify as mm-hmm. more contests are coming up. So we could have anywhere from like 40 members going. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. And so what are the teams that have actually already qualified up to this point?
As you mentioned earlier, all the teams that we have, the activities, so egg mechanics, melt quality, floriculture, forestry, food science, nursery landscape.
Conduct of chapter meetings, parliamentary procedure, creed speaking.
Yeah. Creed speaking is an individual, so we have one member going for that, but...
And then is there any social media that you guys post on?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I actually run the, we have an Instagram and a Facebook, and we also have a TikTok, but the Instagram and the Facebook are the main ones. So those are updated on the daily. There's always things that we're posting about, and sometimes we write articles and send them to KROX, so just everywhere.
And you run that, right?
Yes.
And so what's your favorite part about running all the social media?
It's fun to, like, I've always, like, been interested in social media, so it's fun to be able to explore, like, with Canva, helping, like, design different things for, like, our chapter meetings. We're always designing different, like, cute little cover photos for them, so that's always fun.
And how do you come up with the TikTok idea and then... coming up with different TikToks to, you know, stay up with the current trends, especially when it's, you know, specifically in the FFA umbrella of things. So how do you do that?
So our TikTok is a little slacking. we do have two TikToks. Our first one we made at the beginning of the year. It was just like, hey, come to our first chapter meeting. It's going to be really fun. We had plans to play messy kickball outside, but it was too cold, so we just played regular kickball inside. And then we made just a silly little TikTok. We were bowling after one of our competitions, and we did just the wee bowling sound and just, you know, being a little crazy.
And as you had mentioned earlier, it's more than just agriculture. You guys are learning, you know, the leadership skills. You're learning many other skills. And most importantly, you guys are having fun and coming together and creating those unique memories.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And so you'll be creating more memories on Thursday, March 14th. Again, come celebrate with the Crookston FFA from 5 to 7 at the Crookston Eagles. There's going to be food there. What kind of food is going to be at the dinner?
Burger baskets and pie for Pie Day.
All right, yeah. So got to have pie on Pie Day. It's going to be for the FFA teams. There's going to be silent auction as well. A bunch of different items there. And I feel like we covered everything. Did we miss anything?
Not that I can think of.
Our social medias are just Crookston FFA.
Yeah.
And then the TikTok is Crookston.FFA. But.
All right. So go like and follow the Crookston FFA on a variety of social media platforms. So Emily Bowman, Allison Wagner, and Lori Capistran, thank you all for coming in today and on joining us on our Valley Talk program.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So again, that was Emily Bowman, Allison Wagner, and Lori Capistran from the Crookston FFA on our Valley Talk program.